With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation. A half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Oh, it's Halloween time again. As I prepare my costume, this time, a scary scrap of burlap over my loins. My route is a simple one. First of all, I wear reflective skin tags so that nothing hits me. And then I march over to the one door on this moon, a gateway to the mad computer Illusionoid. It opens the door. I say, trick or treat. Takes me with its tentacle, puts me in a bag, keeps me there for 65 days, abuses me regularly every night, sexually, physically, emotionally, and mentally. I'm a husk of a man. After the 65 days, then I have dropped out into the sewer for Illusionoid wastes. I float down the sewer back to my hovel, fall into a hole, and then I count my candies. Ah, in your future, petty thieves will conspire, punches will be thrown, and a man with a strange head will rear his strange heads in strange ways at your normal heads, you bunch of normal heads.
Are you sure this is a safe place to bury a body?
I've looked all around here. It's as secluded as it gets. I mean, there's a stand of trees here. What is it, birch?
Yeah, those are birch.
Yeah, so this is good. No one comes by the birch.
Why does no one come by the birch?
Well, it goes back to, you know, Aboriginal times when the Indians would strip the bark off the birch trees and they would make garments from it. They would soften it in a combination of urine and salted water. Soften it to make it pliable, and then they would take like a sinew from like an elk or a bison, and they would stitch together the seams, and then they would wear birch shoes. And ever since then, people have revered the birch tree as a natural resource that we shouldn't tamper with, lest the Aboriginals rise, come back, and need it.
Okay, I get it.
Okay, so no one's gonna come by here. We're good to bury this body.
Oh, hey, what are you burying?
Oh,
a body?
Jesus Christ. Hey there, sir. We didn't see you over there.
Oh, you're burying a body, are you?
Well, maybe we are and maybe we aren't.
Yeah. People do it here all the time, right by the birch. Lots of reverence for these birch trees. You know, the Indians used to soak them in water and urine and make clothes and shoes out of the sinews of the bison. And
we know all about that, mister.
Heard a thing or two about
that. All right, well, just be careful because there's a lot of bodies buried out here.
Oh, this isn't our first body-burying rodeo,
okay,
mister?
No worries. I'll be on my way. I didn't see a thing.
No, you stop right there.
Okay,
stop.
What's
right
going on?
There. Three of us are in this together.
I didn't bury a body.
Look, my name's Kyle.
I don't want to know
my name's
your name.
Kyle.
I don't. Okay, Kyle, I guess I know your name now.
Yeah. This over here?
Whoa,
This is Reg.
I don't want to know his name.
I didn't want you to tell him
it's
my
Reg,
name.
It's Reg, and I'm Kyle. What's your name? We're in this together.
I am not telling you that my name's Randall. Damn it.
Randall, Reg, and Kyle. Huh. Fitting, isn't it?
Sounds like a triumvirate.
It sounds like trouble. You guys can bury all the bodies you want. I'm getting the hell out of here.
Where do you live?
I am not telling you this is my land. Oh, jeez. I guess I'm in it now. Do you need a shovel? I've got two on my pack.
Yeah, I'm tired of scratching with my hands.
Yeah. Well, my teeth are worn to nubs.
Here's a couple of shovels for you, boys. I only have the two, so I guess I'm not helping.
You're supervising.
What? Oh, okay. Randall. Well, dig away.
All right. I suppose you're wondering how this guy came to be.
I don't want to know anything about it.
Yeah, it's a long story, though.
Oh, jeez.
We've got time.
Sure.
We gotta go deep on this one because of all the bodies you talked about being buried under here.
Nothing passes the time burying a body like telling the story of how said body came to be deceased.
All right, well, keep digging and keep talking.
And it's not what you think.
I don't think anything.
We're not a couple of high-living bon vivants who got high
don't even
on
know
crack
what that
cocaine
means. I don't
and stab someone in the head, all right?
No, we're a couple of desperate losers who had no choice but to render this living form dead.
Well,
and you're probably thinking it was an accident, right?
I never said.
It wasn't. It was by design.
Well, all right. So this is a premeditated murder, then?
Meticulously
premeditated murder?
So, Randall, unfold that portable stool that's also on your back there.
Oh, well,
open that up. Take a seat.
You care if I open a can of soda here?
No, go for it.
I got a Dr. Zip. It's not a Dr. Pepper. That's the main thing.
What's the difference?
Well, it's a no-name Dr. Pepper.
This isn't my first trip around the world of drinking soft drinks. Dr. Zip is an identifiable brand, so don't call it no-name, all right?
Well, all right, fine. Anyway.
This is a Dr. Peb, too, isn't there?
There's a Professor Zing as well, but
Professor Zing.
He went to a different school.
You know, in the Caribbean, there's a Ting, which is a grapefruit base, which I can't have because I'm on blood pressure medication.
Tell me the story of how you murdered this man.
Don't forget about Monsignor Carbonation.
That's true.
That one is seasoned with actual pepper.
It's true. All right, boys, I've sat. I've opened a can of Dr. Zip. I'm ready to hear your story.
It all started 24 hours ago this minute.
To the moment. Wow. Well, you know, I feel good today. That workout, I don't know, my pores opened up. I was just sweating up a storm.
Yeah, there. I feel like I could lift a truck.
Yeah, you look good. Like your veins are like standing out in sharp relief.
You know,
relief.
I started doing some neck exercises. I can really feel the veins in my neck and kind of a weird headache.
Yeah, you know, it's probably the blood pressure. But you know what? Since we started doing this workout together, I feel that we're supporting each other in this.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wouldn't go to the gym as often as I do if you weren't there.
No, right? And it's my gym.
Yeah.
You know, Gold's Gym.
Yeah.
Jerry Gold. That's me. That's my gym.
Yeah. And you didn't even change your name to make it sound more catchy. That's your actual name.
No, nope. Gold's Gym.
Jerry Gold.
That's me.
Hey, Jerry! We're out of punching bags!
Oh, they're right over here, Clubber.
That's Clubber.
Oh, yeah.
He's a boxer.
Oh, right.
I'm gonna murder these punching bags!
He's a really good boxer.
He is. Look at
him. He's had over 17 matches.
17?
Yeah.
Oh, wins?
No. Oh, but he's had a lot.
Okay. A lot of cranial trauma.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Yeah.
I'm known as the prolific one!
Yeah, he's had a lot of matches.
I get out there and I participate!
That's right. He's got a lot of participation medals, and he gets a lot of second place purses.
Wow.
Look, gonna sign me up for a match!
Going to town on that punching bag. Look at that.
Gonna definitely into that ring! And finish the match!
Nice job. Wow.
Well, enjoy your time at the gym, huh?
Yeah, thanks.
No problem.
Thanks, Jerry.
Can I get you a soda there, bud?
Yeah, you know what? I'm a little thirsty. I should introduce myself. Name's Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
What's your name?
You can see it on my sticker.
Oh,
hello, my name is...
Reg.
That's it.
Hey.
Reg.
Short for Reginald or Regina?
Well, actually, it's short for Regina.
Oh.
The...
That's dirty sounding.
Reginald. Oh, hey, sorry again. Reginald, make sure that Clubber's taken care of over there. He's got a big match tonight. See you later.
All right. Clubber.
Huh? What? I'm busy punching things.
You want an energy drink?
Yeah, I need energy.
So that guy Clubber, like he's, I heard from Jerry that he's had 17 matches, collected a lot of second place purses, but hasn't really won. It sounds like if you bet against this guy, he's going to lose and you could collect pretty well, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the smart money's on him to lose, but
right.
Listen.
What?
I may just be a guy selling soda in a gym, all right?
Okay.
But this isn't my first soda-selling time in a gym rodeo.
Okay.
Hey. All right. What if we I'm bet listening. On Clubber to win?
To win? But hold on a second. There's his opponent over there in the corner warming up.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that guy. Like, that guy's got everything going for him. He's like a well-oiled machine.
He's enormous. He's toned. He's aggressive. And his name is Monstrosity Baker.
Look at his head.
Yeah.
It's like, absolutely massive.
Look at the way he punches.
Yeah.
It's just like, with his head.
Yeah, I can feel the vibrations over here. He's got to have a skull that's like 3 inches thick.
Yeah. Doctors came and did some trepanning on him.
What's that?
That's where you drill a hole in someone's skull to relieve pressure. That guy has about 4 holes in his skull right now in different spots. They plumbed it.
Uh-huh.
They dropped a little measuring thing down one of the holes.
Oh, yeah, to check if it's, like, plumb.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That skull is thicker than his head.
Hold on a second. Let me get some piece of paper here and a pencil. Just let me sketch this out here. So you're saying his skull is thicker than his head?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's interdimensional.
You're saying that his skull is occupying space that is other than traditional three-dimensional space?
Yeah, his head is bigger on the inside than it is on the outside. And most of that inside is skull.
Hey, you got a soda?
Yeah, Monstrosity, I got one right here. Cranberry-flavored energy drink?
Yeah, my favorite kind.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks.
It's a no-name, just so you know.
Thanks, Rags.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Monstrosity.
Yeah, my friends call me Monstrosity.
Yeah, yeah. So you got the big fight tonight against Clubber.
Big fight against Clubber, yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at your stat sheet. You fought 17 fights and...
Yeah.
Won
them all.
By knockout in every single fight.
In the first round.
Uh-huh. So the smart money is on you to win, right?
Oh, yeah.
So if I... Okay, let's take a hypothetical here. If I had, what, $1,000, right?
Well, hey, I'm not allowed to discuss betting on matches.
Hypothetical, Monstrosity. Totally hypothetical.
Hypothetical money?
Totally.
Yep. Hypothetical match?
Absolutely.
Yep. Hypothetical me?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, I'm in.
Hypothetical me. I love that. It was an animated film.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid, I loved
so
that.
Cute.
Hypothetical
so
me.
Cute.
Had those little, the little yellow guys called Dastardlies?
Yeah.
Oh, man, those were fantastic.
All right, what's your question?
Yeah, so here's my question. Smart money's on you to win. Find $1,000 and put it on you. Odds are probably like 1-to-1. So
yeah,
I could maybe make
sure.
A grand.
You
right?
might lose money on it.
I might. Now, if I was to bet, take that same 1,000 hypothetical dollars.
Yeah.
New dollars,
yeah.
right? Since the collapse, these are the new dollars.
Yeah.
And I was to bet that on Clubber.
Yeah.
Odds on him have got to be like, oh, man, a million to one.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, but the only way he can win is if, like, I'm dead or something.
Now, before anyone was to hypothetically discuss murdering you...
It's all hypothetical, right?
It's a hypothetical you.
Hypothetical murder?
Hypothetical murder.
All right, yeah, I'm listening.
Suppose someone was to entice you to throw the match.
I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it?
I wouldn't do it.
Not even in a hypothetical situation?
Hypothetical me has hypothetical morals.
Okay,
wow,
all right.
Wow, okay.
And these hypothetical morals, and I'm putting them in air quotes just to be redundant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, would restrict you from actually agreeing to any of that ever, no matter what the sum.
Would never do it. Hypothetical me and real me would never do it.
So hypothetically, you would have to be murdered.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Anyway, I gotta go.
Okay. All right, Monstrosity. There he goes.
There he is. So you see what I'm saying?
I totally see what you're saying.
Let me check the stats. Let me check the current odds.
Yeah, do it.
On Clubber to win this thing.
Okay, bring it up.
1 to infinity -1.
Holy crap. I used a hypothetical sum, a pot of 1,000. We could bet a single dollar.
Yeah.
And win an infinite amount of cash.
-1. So you just give $1 back.
That's
and then
right.
you get all the money you
My
want.
My original bet. I don't get that back, but
yeah.
I get everything else.
Yeah, everything else.
I have to say I'm tempted.
Hey, listen, I make a decent living as a soda salesman at a gym,
yeah.
but all we have to do is murder one guy.
Right.
Hypothetically, how do your morals stand with murdering a guy?
Oh, man, let me think about that. You know, my mother would always tell me don't murder people.
Hey, son!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, Mom?
Don't murder people!
Why, Mom?
Because...
Okay, Mom.
She made a good argument for it, too.
That's a good story.
Yeah, thank you. Kind of created in me this kind of streak of right and wrong that I'm loath to transgress, but I am so tempted by that infinity pot.
Well, listen to this. My mom used to tell me not to murder anyone with one exception.
Son!
What is it, Mom?
Don't murder anyone.
All right.
What with one exception.
Go on.
If you can make a pile of money.
Oh. All right, thanks, Mom.
Anytime.
That's a great story.
Thanks.
Your mom and my mom were like kindred spirits, two sides of the same coin.
Yeah. Only one was a little more okay with murder.
Yeah. It was like, you remember Two-Face in Batman?
Yeah.
Well, it was a double-headed coin, but one side was defaced and the other side was pristine.
You know, I got a coin in my pocket. That sounds a lot like what you're talking about.
Oh, cool.
Take a look. See, one's got a picture of my mom.
Oh, yeah.
And one's got a picture of your mom.
Holy crap. My mom's picture is defaced with a scar. Whereas your mom's is pristine.
Well, I respect my mom.
True that.
So, I'm just saying, what if we flip this thing? And that tells us our course of action for the rest of the day.
All right, let me just be clear on this. You're saying leave it to chance. Let the fates decide whether we transgress the ultimate moral quandary of killing a man for the sake of a huge purse.
Yes.
All right, I'm down with that.
All right, are you ready? Who wants to flip?
Why don't you flip it? You've got the coin.
Okay.
I'll call it.
Wait, what? Wait.
That's
you're
right.
Going to call it?
I'm going to call it.
Okay, so my... Okay, all right. You call it. What does my mom's face mean?
We go with your plan.
And what does your mom's face mean?
We go with my plan.
What's your plan?
My plan is to not kill.
Okay. Here I go. Ready? All
right. And I'm calling it.
Flip.
Your mom!
Okay, all right.
What is it? It's your mom.
It's my mom. Wow. Buddy, we're gonna kill a guy.
Hey, well, is this? Just wondering if I can get another cranberry soda.
Monstrosity. You should probably go easy on those, Monstrosity.
Oh, yeah, I don't want it to go to my head.
Hey, listen there, Monstrosity. I need to have a private word with my friend here, Reg, Soda Man. Don't go anywhere, though.
I haven't got my soda yet. I'm not going anywhere until I get it.
Do you mind just putting on these headphones for a second?
Oh, yeah. What is that? Spice Girls
in
there?
Yeah, Spice Girls in there.
Right.
Wannabe. So, I think we should spike his drink. It seems like the obvious thing.
That's a brilliant idea.
He's been over here.
Yeah.
Pouring those sodas into his head.
He's been pouring them into his preferred hole in his head, which is his mouth.
Yeah.
But what if we spike his drink? I pull out my mixing funnel.
Yeah, yeah.
We just dump that right in onto his brain. And you know what? We pour as much as we want.
I got a
vat. His head's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
Right. Of course, I keep forgetting that.
We drown him.
In cranberry soda?
Listen, they call me Reg Sodaman for a reason. I know I can do anything with soda, including kill.
I didn't realize what I was getting into.
All right, you watch me.
All right, okay, let's pick it up.
So you fellas concocted a plan to dump soda in a man's head?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you even make the bet?
We filled his head with the soda, right? The cranberry soda. And it got him disoriented. It got him punchy, right?
Well,
and
he already was punchy, sounds like.
Yeah, but now he was literally full of punch.
Oh,
punch drunk.
Okay.
Yeah, and as he was staggering around, we went to make the bet. And then things got out of hand.
Yeah, just listen.
All right, who's next to make a bet?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're here.
We are.
We're here.
All right, what do you got, fellas?
We'd like to make a bet on the fight tonight. It's Clubber versus the Monstrosity.
Yeah, the Monstrosity's favored.
Okay, so I just want to clarify my understanding here. If I bet a single dollar on this, Monstrosity...
On Monstrosity?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're going to make, like, negative money on
okay,
that.
Okay, all right.
Negative money?
I'm not a gambler.
I am only good at things with soda.
Then leave
this
to
me. Are you making a bet or not?
Yes, we'd like to make a bet. I'm just trying to clear up my calculations here. So, if we make a bet on Clubber, who was the underdog...
Oh, you'd stand to rake in a fortune.
If he wins,
or say, for some reason, Monstrosity doesn't show up or is killed.
All right. Well, then here is our single dollar to be bet on
Clubber.
Clubber, thank you.
All right, here's your ticket.
Thank
you. There you go.
Yes!
Yeah, we did it, man.
All right,
this is our ticket, literally and figuratively, right here.
Just to check in on how far we've gotten with our plan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have poured soda into one of the holes in Monstrosity Baker's head.
That's right. He's punch drunk.
He's disoriented.
That's right.
But not yet dead.
Nope.
Right. Hey, fellas.
Monstrosity.
Oh, man, do I ever not feel good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what's
do you maybe want to help me to the arena?
Oh, look at this.
Oh, my God.
He's fallen. And the density of his head has actually put a hole into the pavement.
He's cratered the sidewalk. Oh, feel for checking for vital signs here. He's dead.
Good God. Reg.
What?
He's dead. We did it.
We've done it too soon.
Wow.
Because he's here dead on the sidewalk.
And?
Isn't that bad?
Well, he won't make it to the match. We've made our bet.
We gotta get rid of the body, though. Our fingerprints are all over this. If this becomes a criminal investigation, it's deemed that he's murdered... Hold on, let me go back into that betting guy. Excuse me, sir?
I'm sorry, we're closed.
Yeah, but it's just a question. It's a question for clarification.
Hypothetical?
Just hypothetical.
All right, I'm interested.
Quick question.
I got time for one.
The contract you talked about earlier about Monstrosity not showing up at the fight and then Clubber winning by default, I just have a quick question about that. If it is determined that Monstrosity was murdered by, or maybe not by, cranberry soda being poured into a hole in his head, and it becomes a criminal investigation, does Clubber still win?
Nope. That's a murder, and all bets would be null and void. So
thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
God,
see what I'm saying?
Damn it, we've got to get rid of this body.
I know. If this becomes a murder investigation, we're screwed, and that buck is gone.
Oh my God, you might lose a buck.
Yes.
Oh my God,
I know. It's my last buck.
Hey,
Clubber.
What the hell happened to Monstrosity?
I think he's taking a nap. You know why he's resting up? He's resting up for the big fight tonight.
Monstrosity! Buddy!
No, he's just okay. He's just resting. He's just resting.
I gotta check his vital signs. I'm also a doctor!
Clubber.
This man is dead.
All right, Clubber, just take a real close look there.
Yeah? All right.
Just a little closer.
Falling into an unusually large hole in this man's head.
Trapped inside this man's head.
And I'm plugging it. Reg, we've killed Clubber. We've trapped Clubber in Monstrosity's head. Monstrosity's dead. We gotta bury this body.
And then what? Then what?
Then you. You've got to take Clubber's place.
I got to impersonate Clubber?
Yeah. You've got to show up at that fight tonight. You look exactly like him.
You're right. I do. I never saw it before. But it's like looking in the mirror. I'm enormous.
Exactly.
But I don't have the skills to box anyone.
You don't need them. All you've got to do is show up tonight.
All right.
Walk into that ring. After we get match time, Monstrosity doesn't show up. You win by default. No murder investigation. We walk away with a million or infinity minus one. Amount of money.
I'll do it!
And then, it's British Virgin Islands for both of us.
Yes.
So you showed up, claimed to be Clubber. No one noticed you weren't Clubber.
Technically, I'm about to do that. We're
oh, you haven't done it yet?
As soon as we bury this body.
So wait a second. You show up as Clubber, and then you rake in the money off your own bet?
Yeah.
That's
exactly what's going to happen.
Well, not unless I take that ticket.
Whoa. Phase rifles.
Always wait out here for someone to bury a body. Because then I can rake in all the money. Give me that ticket, thank you.
It's a road bandit.
That's right.
What are you going to do? Make me impersonate Clubber and enter that ring now?
No. I don't know if you've noticed, but I look a lot like Clubber, too.
Oh, my God. God, it's like looking in a mirror.
That's right.
Exactly like Clubber.
So I'll take that money, I'll show up, and I'll rake in the cash. And you know what? There's always room for that body plus two more out here.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
I signed the back of that ticket.
It's good.
He's got you.
Hold on right there.
Chief!
You all are trespassing near the birch tree.
I'm sorry, Chief.
Sorry, Chief.
Explain what is happening here.
Well, they made a bet on a boxing match.
Yeah. It sounds intriguing. I have time for the story. Let me just get my folding chair. Okay.
I just kind of summed it up, though.
Yeah, that was kind of the story, Chief. Right. And add to that, there's a Schrodinger's cat kind of element to this, too, with Clubber being actually inside the head of Monstrosity. We don't know if he's alive or dead until we check.
They say that inside the head of the great monstrosity, there exists enough food and soda to last 1,000,000 years.
Oh, so he's okay then?
Wow. Well, that's what they say.
Oh, well, that's like a legend, right?
Well, it's just something I heard.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you something else I heard. Never leave loose ends.
Ah!
Oh! Chief, you want to split these winnings with me?
I want to maintain the sanctity of the birch tree.
Well, we can bury 3 bodies and be millionaires. That sounds sanctity to me.
I will make you a deal.
I'm in.
Fair enough.
Deal?
Or no deal?
No deal. I'm saying it. Do we have a deal?
Thought we were playing a game.
No, we're not.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, suckers. Any last words with your dying breaths?
The fight starts in 1 minute.
You gotta get to the ring or you won't collect your winnings.
Oh, I will. Oh, I've tripped. I've fallen in the hole.
And in this corner, no one. And over here, the reigning champion with a record of 17 wins, no losses, all by knockout. Also empty in that corner. There are 2 more corners which are traditionally empty. Therefore, did anyone bet on no one showing up tonight?
I did. Me, Jerry Gold.
Jerry Gold for the win. The odds were infinity plus one. Infinity plus one, Jerry Gold.
Yay!
Your wealth has broken reality.
The Man with the Strange Head. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates as Reg, Clubber, the Chief, and the Ring Announcer. Lee Smart as Kyle, and Nug Nargang as Randall, Jerry Gold, Monstrosity Baker, Kyle's mother, Reg's mother, and the Betting Window employee. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, but now you can wear Illusionoid. Visit our store on tpublic.com to get the official Illusionoid t-shirt. All proceeds from the shirt go directly to support this podcast. Go to tpublic.com and search for Illusionoid. Get the official t-shirt of the doomed future at tpublic.com. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You could submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.